301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 982. We will continue to have our live coverage all day long of the Commanders' regular season schedule leaking. There are some full leaks out there, just haven't been able to confirm all of them yet. But what we know so far, Giants week one, Packers week two, Thursday night football. Giants are home, Packers on the road, hosting the Bears on Monday night football in week six, at the Chiefs Monday night football week eight, hosting the Seahawks the next week, week nine on Sunday night. Week 11, of course, the Dolphins in Madrid, Broncos week 13 at home Sunday night football. So that's two home Sunday nighters, one home Monday nighter, and then at Giants week 15, Eagles on Saturday in week 16, Cowboys on Christmas Day, 1 o'clock week 17, and then at the Eagles in week 18. Of course, we're also awaiting tonight, Anthony. One, we're awaiting phone calls. Just we had some, and I don't know where they went, but people can call in 301-230-0980. We're also awaiting tonight the schedule release videos.
Yeah, those are gonna be good.
Because
who usually has a pretty good video? I think Atlanta had one last year.
They're actually doing a feature on it right now on ESPN. The GOAT of all GOATs is probably the 2023 Titans video. The first time they went out on Broadway in Nashville and just interviewed drunk people.
Yeah, that was funny.
And like held up, hey, what's this team? So that one was good. The Chargers are always the other one that like.
Oh,
crush
I think
it.
The Chargers, did they do the Sims last year?
They do the anime one. And there's always a million inside jokes. Like, I always need an explainer video to make sure I don't miss some of the jokes. Because they pack so many into the 2020, or into the schedule release every single year.
They're usually pretty good. I'm definitely looking forward to the Chargers. Last year, Sims actually took the cake for me. I thought they had the best video.
John,
for sure.
What have the Commanders done? They done anything like really good?
Not that I can recall.
Nothing that stands out.
Yeah.
So, I have to.
This isn't a shot at them either. But you know.
No. Hey, we're just Josh Harris era. There's upgrades. I'm sure there's new stuff that'll be fun this year. I do feel like they had a couple good ones, even in the bad times.
Probably.
But it's in many ways like today is the Super Bowl for social media departments across the league. So we'll keep our eye on the interwebs if we see anything good. Also, remember tonight here on the Team 980, Linnell's got the full NFL schedule release show. It starts at 7 o'clock, so the official schedule comes out in hour two of that. We'll see if we have the full thing by then and if it's been confirmed, but we will have the full schedule and full reaction with Linnell tonight, 7 to 10 p.m. here on the Team 980, live and local, following us. All right, let's get into a couple of other things. And one that is Commanders adjacent that we have been sitting on for a couple of days. The Pivot Podcast has been a place that all kinds of people go to talk. And they do a really good job. It's Ryan Clark. It is Fred Taylor. It's Channing Crowder. Ryan is obviously well known from ESPN, and he's kind of the leader of that show. And they wanted to do a Mother's Day special, and they did said Mother's Day special with Regina Jackson, who is Jaden Daniels' mother. And the clip that got a lot of coverage was this one about Jaden's dating life and whether or not Regina Jackson, his mother, is perhaps being an inhibitor to that based off some clips that went viral over the summer.
Being the good woman you are, also raising a daughter, why have you been so diligent about protecting Jaden from the wrong woman?
So, first and foremost, I have a meme out there, and it's funny. So I can only laugh about it. But the whole girls comment was made, first of all, 2 years when he was at LSU. And it was a question asked, like, what is your biggest fear? And that should be every parent's biggest fear. If you're a star athlete and you're a female in WNBA, that should be your biggest fear is, you know, the men or, you know, the women, because you're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. Our thing is like, I want Jaden to date. I don't want everybody to say I'm putting it on record. My son can date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because, you know, when my kids were little, I did a lot for them. So, and my kids saw that. My father, my background, I worked too hard to allow anybody at any moment to come in and just, you know, take it away.
So, the initial clip that she's talking about is part of the Amazon Prime series, The Money Game, which was a documentary, or a docu-series on a couple of different athletes at LSU. Jaden, Flaje Johnson, the women's basketball player who's still there. Libby Dunn, the gymnast, who is more famous probably as a TikTok star than a gymnast. And Angel Reese, who everyone knows who Angel Reese is. And one, the series is excellent. It was very well done. It got into a lot of really serious stuff. It got into a lot of the complications of NIL. It got into kind of the wild, wild west that is NIL. And there's also one of the LSU track stars was featured, and she is like an Olympic caliber hurdler, and she's having all kinds of trouble getting NIL stuff. So we had it from like the Jadens and the Angels, who are some of the highest earners in the sport. Livy, who I think is the highest earner in college sports in terms of NIL and brand deals. And it also has the other end of the spectrum, all at one school, and how the school gets involved in all of these things. And amidst that context, Jaden's mom is asked, like, hey, what's your biggest concern? And she goes, girls. And you're first, of course, caught off guard. But Anthony, within the context of the conversation and in the context of that documentary, it actually makes a lot of sense. We were like, yeah, you don't want, you know, some girl coming in for the wrong reasons. And the same thing, by the way, if you're Angel Reese, you don't want some guy coming in being like, oh, I'm going to live off Angel's money. Like, you don't want that. And, you know, later in Regina Jackson's answer, it's a longer version of that answer. She says that exact thing. She's like, you know, if you're a girl and you don't want the wrong guys, girls, whatever, like, she doesn't discriminate. However it is that's coming in for the wrong reason, she doesn't want you there. If you're the athlete, and she understands that. And I think parts of this interview get chunked out and people kind of think what they already think. They use it as confirmation bias. And I listened to the entire thing. I listened to the 45 minutes. I thought it was really interesting. I think there's some things in there that I could quibble with, but like on the whole, like Regina Jackson is a woman who has multiple master's degrees, is highly educated, knows what she's doing, is doing this for her son only. She is not trying at this point to work with other people and start her own business and her own brand as a marketing agent. It's something she wants to do in the future, but she talks about, I can't do it right now. She still has her regular full-time job doing whatever her full-time job is because she doesn't want to lose who she is as a person and just be Jaden Daniels' mom slash business manager. She doesn't want that to become her whole personality, if you will. And in many ways, it actually reminded me of the conversation we had around, or the conversations we have around Dan Snyder and Josh Harris, where do I want, if I'm an organization, if I'm a fan, if I'm whatever, do I want every athlete's mom or dad or whoever hanging around and being involved in stuff? No, not really. I want to deal with you as a professional. I don't want to deal with your family. But if if someone's got a money manager, a marketing manager, a business manager, and you're doing those kinds of things with the athlete, you understand that that's part of the equation. In the modern sports world, athletes are businesses to themselves. And so if you have someone's mom who is properly trained as a business manager and has her MBA, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. And I think some people have a real problem with that because they see it in the same way that, you know, maybe RG3's dad was getting involved with like football decisions. That's not what's happening here. This is a highly trained, highly educated person who has opinions based off of that and is highly protective of her son, who's also her client. and also on certain other things has opinions as a mom, just as any mom has. It's just that hers get put out in the public light because her son is a public figure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the RG3, RG2 comparison is what I was going to get at. I think people fear that, you know, she's going to try to have that kind of control and, you know, impact on the organization. And first of all, that's not her intent. And then also,
she doesn't touch football, bro.
I think that RG3 situation was just, I don't know.
It was messed up in so many ways. I mean, in part because of Dan Snyder. Like, you know, forget can make, you know, if Regina Jackson is Josh Harris and RG2 is Dan Snyder and like the analogies, you also have Josh Harris in charge of this organization and Dan Quinn, who's like, Jaden, you're going to earn the starting job, versus Dan Snyder saying that's our starting quarterback and yeah, we're all in for week one and like all that stuff. And that's the thing is like Regina Jackson is like, my son's job, Jaden's job is to play football at a high level. I'm going to be protective of things that don't allow him to do that. I'm going to take care of it. And she, even, the other thing too, she said that I thought was great was like, they have a team. It's not just her. And in fact, one of the controversies that came up recently with like Jaden's dating life is like they were out and it was Jaden, her, Regina, and like one of the other people on the team. It was a younger woman. And, you know, people thought that it was like a weird interaction or something. And Regina was like, yeah, that was our marketing assistant. So like that was another professional who was with us. So like people can buzz off and like respect you. She doesn't manage everything. She has a professional operation. And so I thought the interview was worth people's time. Not that I 100% I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I would want if I was Dan Quinn or Josh Harris or whatever. But like, that's business. Not everything is going to work out always. And I think there's some ways where maybe she is making decisions or involved or whatever that might not be the way I would act as a parent. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like my way is 100% correct and that her way is like, ah, red flags, danger, another entitled athlete with parents that are going to mess it all up. Like, that's not my read on this situation at all. And that's why I wanted to, before I commented on it and commented on a clip that was going viral or, you know, didn't have the context of the full conversation, why I didn't necessarily want to talk about it beforehand. Let's keep this going next. And plus, we'll get more calls on the schedule. 301-230-0980. A couple more clips from this interview before we talk to JP Finley coming up at 5 o'clock.